This was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Who let her on the podcast?
Oh, thanks.
You're the one who was begging.
I wasn't begging. I really wanted her on the podcast. We're not even... This is going to be just like Zach's episode.
It
takes 3 minutes to even introduce anybody.
It's like, I will be nameless for the rest of this episode.
Introduce our guest, we need to open up our Coca-Cola.
Oh, I can't get it open again. That's right.
There we go.
Sometimes. How we do it.
Stab it.
That's what I did last time. Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar all over again. Oh, man. So, as you know, I'm Lauren Veeder.
I'm Blake D.
And I'm Gracelyn Colombo.
Our special guest.
I am a person. Ooh.
That's amazing. What's it like to be a person?
It's really wild sometimes.
I have some questions.
Oh, no.
Gracelyn is an esteemed local artist.
Okay.
Hold on.
Did you just growl?
She did growl.
Okay.
Oh, this is too early in the podcast.
This is too early.
But Lauren has stepped out, so this allows me to... I can't do my quote. I can't because you've entered the room. I can't ask her anything if you leave the room.
I'm sorry. It's not going to be like the time I left you and Zach, and we talked about was International Women's Day.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I left the room. Only woman in the room.
And then how there's a International Men's Day.
Is there?
November 19th, apparently.
Well,
Zach told
my
me that
dad
one.
Was joking about that, but I can tell him there is now.
Exactly. I thought every day was International Men's Day.
Nope, there's only one day. Y'all get a whole month.
Ooh.
But that's women's history.
Okay, different topic.
Let's focus on this very special lady.
Ooh, debatable.
You are an esteemed artist in Stillwater.
Can we
You're
say
famous?
That?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
You did a mural.
Okay,
Dunbrose,
but
which
that's
is
because
esteemed.
My sister-in-law is the manager.
Can we put that on the...
Oh my gosh,
this is
the episode where everyone leaves.
Oh my word, it is. It's my turn to leave. Bye.
We're recording.
Yeah, well, I did a mural, and that's because, well, half because my sister-in-law works there, and half because there's a blank wall that looked really ugly. There's some paint chips, and so she's like, can you paint this wall? And I'm like, sure.
I don't even remember seeing the finishing product.
Well, I painted 3 pine trees that were really tall.
Oh,
and they were like silhouettes, so they were really easy. Just black. So
that's cute. I like that. That's
thank
a
you.
Very dumb rose thing.
Yeah. I'm supposed to paint more, but I don't know what to paint, so.
Hey, that's okay. I've got a few blank canvases for you.
Thank
here.
You. Literal blank canvases.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I can't ask any more questions until Blake comes back.
Hint.
Wink.
Hi, Jackie.
I needed to listen to something.
Okay.
from the sister.
Grace, you can have your own episode. Chill. Hello, my darlings. Ow! You punk. Go walk the plank.
Oh my word.
Go walk the plank for all I care.
Oh,
this is
I
not
see
how this episode is supposed to turn out. Go!
No, we aren't.
No, what? What?
We're not even dating. We're not.
What?
Yeah.
What is this punk?
Yeah, we
they're not even dating.
Dating? What is that?
Why did we have. We planned on you being the first episode.
Yeah,
we did.
But then that just didn't work out because schedules and crap.
And
Weather
sucked.
Weather sucked this year.
It did.
Because we were supposed to have you on, like. Amidst
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Legit, 2 months ago.
The polar vortex.
Yeah.
And then we were just kind of
shaky.
Like,
I am?
No, I am.
Oh.
Can you feel that?
No.
Wow.
I was just shaking my leg. I thought it was me.
It's haunted, I'm pretty sure.
It's probably.
I swear to you, I've been seeing a person in my house.
Oh my word. That's just me, sorry.
It's probably like, yeah.
I'm joking.
You told me yesterday that you just show up at my house at 2 a.m.
I joke a lot.
I know.
I'm not a liar.
I don't know if she's joking about that. I checked out my window. I'm like, wait a second.
Who is that short person?
I got curious. I'm like, snap map? Why is she outside my door?
Oh my word.
And wait, no. Grace, my sister, drove her?
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be.
Honestly, she would totally ban on it.
She's the biggest chipper of you two.
Oh my word, she is.
Apart from your mom.
Oh, yeah, your mom, too.
Your mom's
my mom called
it.
My mom called this called union.
It. Yeah.
Like, before it even was a thing.
As I was denying it.
I'm pretty sure she, like, had some rituals.
Some Irish rituals.
Some candles and a pentagram.
I wasn't going that far.
Okay, she went into confession and just prayed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Catholic Church probably.
Everyone's behind you guys. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my word.
Had like a she photoshopped a picture of Grace in that. No. God, if you love me.
My mom's not crazy, by the way.
No, I love her.
No, she's okay. Great.
So, I feel like we should. You have some questions.
Do I? I don't have any questions, actually.
You showed me, like,
me.
I've got, like, 2 pages, but not really.
Okay, so, let's just go off of my...
Okay.
Oh, 60 degrees is on here.
Oh, no. Are we gonna explain that?
No, we're not. Okay. Unless you wanted to.
No. It's a good inside joke. We need to keep it inside.
Anyways.
That doesn't sound right.
What inspired you?
Oh, my thermostat's at 69.
I'm trying to answer your question.
69. Oh, nice.
I wanted to say, nice. I said nice, and my mom's like, what?
But I'm proud of you. I'm nice. Proud now back you. To Graceland.
Yeah, nice.
Wait, what did you ask me?
What made you get into art?
Honestly?
Well, that's all my questions.
I don't even know because, like, my grandma was really into art, but I never really knew her because she died when I was 3. Deep. But I just started drawing one day when I was probably, like, 13, and I'm like, oh, I can draw, apparently. So I started doing it more, and I just like it, and people, like, encouraged me and told me I was good. So I just kept doing it. Yeah.
You are really good.
Thank you.
I wish I could be that cool. Have you seen my stick figures?
They're great.
I haven't.
You haven't seen my stick
figures? Yes, I have one on my phone. Remember you drew it and then texted it to me.
I forgot about that
Yeah.
One.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's a lot to unpack there, Blake.
What?
Okay.
That I can't draw a stick figure?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just simple as that.
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
What else do you need to unpack from them?
I don't know.
No, please. Is that your water?
That is. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Don't mix my water up with your water.
That's your water.
I don't want your germs.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. This is very
educational. That's cooties and crap.
I think cooties is men.
I thought you had
cooties.
You have so many cooties. That's why...
I'm probably giving her all my cooties right now.
I probably have
right
all
now.
Of them.
I mean, no, we're not even...
We're not holding hands.
We're actually, like...
Across
the room. They actually hate each other.
Yeah, I hate his guts.
They're looking at each other with such disdain.
Yeah.
Actually, Graceland's throwing a knife at him.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
I swear Jack would probably throw a knife at
me. He actually can throw knives, and it's kind of scary.
He'd accidentally throw a knife at me.
Do you remember yesterday when he came into the bonus room while we were sitting on the couch with the knife?
Yeah!
That was
crazy. I mean, no, we weren't in the same room together. That would be
No, what?
Bad.
We hate each other.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why he brought the knife
in. Yeah, to protect us. Well, to protect himself so he doesn't get caught up in the fight.
Yeah.
No casualties.
No.
I don't even know
I'm feeling very
why.
Defenseless right now. Well, Well, it's fine. I never expected to live long. Mm.
So. 69.
I thought,
right?
69.
I thought I'd be dead by now, but you know.
Well, I'm glad you're not. I'm very glad you're not.
As the great.
Why? You hate me.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I take that back.
Oh. Shut up, man. Blake, do you have any questions?
I can't just randomly go into a question like that. I gotta back up a question or something.
Grab the notebook you just threw.
Yeah, just threw that on the ground.
I actually had that notebook.
Oh, so this one's a tasty one.
Oh, okay.
So you know how this is a thing for any creative mind, like musicians, artists, like you. Is there ever a moment where you're like, man, my work isn't good enough? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. Like, it happened a lot more when I was starting out because, like, I would judge myself. And then I started telling myself that that's dumb. Like, I shouldn't judge myself, like, comparing myself to others. So, like, I've started to just accept my art how it is more. But still, like, I have those bad days where I'm just like, oh, why did I draw this? I just wasted 2 hours.
Is that what you were like for the duck?
No, I actually was proud of that. For
it was
once.
A good duck.
Thank
you. It was a great duck.
Ducking good.
Hey, you can't use that kind of language
excuse
on this
yeah,
podcast.
We're gonna rate
excuse
this
me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Thank you.
So what's with your favorite style to draw in?
Okay, this has a lot of layers.
Oh, good.
Because
more layers.
Ogres are like onions. But, okay, so I really like watercolor, and I really like graphite pencil. I haven't done pencil in a while, but I do like that a lot. With watercolor, I like doing, like, scenery and buildings and stuff, like a lot of realism. Most of what I do is realism, and that's the same with graphite pencils, but I mostly do portraits with graphite pencils. Yeah. And I do, like, a lot of random stuff. I used to do a lot of, like, cartoons and stuff. That's actually what got me into drawing. And I look back at them.
Do you still have these cartoons?
I do. They're, like, Pikachu and, like,
all right, so
stuff like that.
I'm putting something on the list.
Okay.
I need to see these cartoons.
Oh, no. They're bad. I have the Pink Panther.
Care.
I was proud
I'm
of the
still...
Pink Panther.
Nice.
I don't care. I'm putting it on the list.
Okay.
I think I might burp.
Oh, do it.
There
beautiful.
You go.
I'm proud of you.
This should just be Lauren. We should just have an interlude episode where
are
it's just
burping?
You burping.
Comedic relief.
100%.
No, that'll be Bryce's episode.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my word.
So hey, Bryce. Love you, buddy. You know who else loves you?
Shut up.
Lauren.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay,
I
but
say.
I take everything too far. That's a known fact.
Okay. What was I typing?
Nothing about cartoons.
Cartoons.
Oh, yes. Look at...
Honestly, we should just have, like, a day where we look back at my terrible
I
art.
I am
like, it's
100%
funny.
On board with that.
Okay.
What do you
look at Gracelyn. I didn't...
What?
Whoa!
Look at Gracelyn.
I feel like that's something like... you already do. Like, okay.
You have the folder. Isn't that enough?
Oh, my word!
Oh, that sounds
I
really
about
bad.
That. Okay, no, whoa.
Never mind.
This were pure people. We love Jesus.
Oh, Ben Christensen started following the dysfunctional pod.
Hey!
Oh,
hey, Ben Christensen, if you're listening.
Ben's
hey,
my dude. So, Ben, fun story that's really off.
Topic.
So,
this is dysfunctional
yeah.
pod.
Yeah.
So, during the Chinese field trips... We started a thing at Great Moon Buffet in Maplewood, Minnesota, and because we have to pinpoint where we live.
Yeah, we don't
Blake
live anywhere
hangs out
near
there
that.
All the time. Come on, fans.
But we started this tradition where every single Chinese field trip. Now people are pinpointing all of the high schools that serve Chinese as a language. But
wait, are they targets?
Targeting.
So we're. I don't think we can say that.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like we might get in trouble for saying that.
It's okay. We'll end up sponsored.
But we would have him take a shot of soy sauce every single field trip. I've got a video. I'm going to show it to you guys after, though.
Put it on the pod, too.
I don't think I can do that to...
Why?
I don't think I can do that to Ben. Because I can't.
Maybe
do...
we can ask his permission.
All right, yeah. Hey, Ben, can we... can we put this video on the podcast?
Page.
Instagram. By the way, check out the podcast Instagram. There's...
At the dysfunctional pod.
Also, cast your votes in for Team... Trevor, Team Owen.
I think that's already down because it's been a day.
Well, yeah, but I put it in the highlights.
Okay. Yeah, cast
unless it's, like, you can't do that anymore, but...
I think you can. Or we can just keep unless doing it, just, it with every episode. This is stuff we can do all podcasts.
No, we can't! Who's our guest again?
Hey!
Zach, where are you, buddy?
I have metamorphosized into Graceland.
Well.
Well.
This is we could great. Have asked him about his comics.
Does he draw?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he does. He does a lot.
He does.
We missed. Okay, we can't talk about this.
We can't. That's another episode for another day.
Yeah. We'll just have him rip here.
Yeah.
We saw some cool art at the mall today, right?
Oh, yeah.
The wings.
We went to the Rosedale Mall today.
Yeah.
For prom dress shopping. It's nothing that you should be concerned about.
Nah.
But...
Oh, yeah, no.
You're not involved at all.
It's not the fact that I have to find a tie that matches a pink dress.
Yeah.
What?
Nah. Sorry.
Again.
It's fine.
Hey, can't you just reuse it?
The tie that I have is too light of a hue, so it might not work.
But you don't know what color my
I don't.
Dress is.
So we're just nice. So we're just gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Just send him, just zoom in on a spot in the dress.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It'll work.
But yeah, there's this giant wall mural on a black wall of, like, wings, and it was pretty cool. I liked it.
We did some cool poses.
Some great pictures.
You did that Captain Marvel one.
Yeah, that was cool.
Captain Marvel would
be proud.
I'm like, what a nerd.
Shut up! She's a good superhero.
She's
my hero.
Superhero.
I'd love to save by her any day.
No, truly.
Oh my word.
I would absolutely love that.
You know, maybe a little too much.
You know that there's an Ellen meme going around where it's like, Ellen, so I hear you like Captain Marvel. Yeah? And I also hear you like being stomped on. And then it's like Brie Larson comes out on stage with big boots. Oh my gosh, Ellen, you didn't! And it's great. I love it.
I love that.
Any questions? I love how I put the dysfunctional pod notes TM. I trademarked the notes.
We need to make it trademark.
Oh my
so
word.
I was thinking Team Owen mugs. No Team Trevor mugs because they won't sell.
Okay, we can do this later.
I'm sorry, I go on tangents. You know that.
They're getting a view into the mind of the creators.
But I get medication for my tangents.
And I don't.
That's fine. That's valid.
We went over that one. I feel like I know this. But who / what is your inspiration?
Bob Ross all the way.
No, I thought you were gonna, for a second, I thought you were going to say Blake, and I was like preparing myself to gag.
No.
I was already
preparing myself. Art was my first love.
Yeah.
No.
Bob was your first love.
Art, I said art.
Bob was the second
Bobby
love.
Bobby boy.
Blake, way down.
Way down the list.
It's okay.
No, but my grandma Jo, probably. She's the artist grandma.
Who is that?
But that and just... I don't know, probably that. And then I found Bob Ross, and I'm like, my lord.
My lord. I still need to get you a t-shirt.
I brought my Bob Ross t-shirt today. I wish I was wearing it.
I forgot. I was going to get you a t-shirt that
Bob
said Bob Ross.
Ross. Our two loves, Blobfish and Bob Ross. Oh my word. Okay, have y'all ever heard of Highland cows?
No.
No.
Wait.
They're like really fluffy cows.
Yes,
they
yes,
are
yes.
my favorite thing
I love
on earth.
Cows.
And I feel like them and Bob Ross have the same spirit. I just.
We should find them.
That's on my bucket list. I'm not joking you. Petting a Highland cow is on my bucket list.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Highland.
Shut that's up. Where.
Highland Park in St. Paul, actually.
Definitely.
What?
The only place.
Dude, I actually lit. Okay, I can't say that.
Also.
Actually, no, I can. I can because I lived there. I don't currently
okay.
live there.
Okay, yes.
But yeah, Highland Avenue, so many of those Highland cows.
There's so much traffic, I can't...
Why don't you still live there? I could drive by them. Yeah,
well... Blake, look up where Highland cows are from.
Yeah.
Because
I think
it's Europe.
I want
to say
yeah,
Canada.
I think it's somewhere in Europe or like...
I want to say Scotland.
It could be Norway.
I
think
Scottish
it's Scotland.
Men.
Really?
I love Scottish. I love accents.
I don't think we
true.
Can
say. Yeah.
But.
Well, it's okay. I can do some pretty good accents.
No one
asked. Apparently
you.
Not by seeing it yesterday. Or was it the
whoa.
Day before? No, I'm joking. But remember when Jack was like, do a Disney accent? Or not accent, but a Disney voice.
I'm Alex.
I'm Alex. But. It was pretty funny.
How far are we into this already?
I don't know.
I'm scared because what if it's like 2 hours?
We're actually not.
We're 20 minutes in. Okay.
20 minutes? That's not bad.
No, it's not.
We still got time.
We still have tons of time.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm getting on to the Wi-Fi.
This is a process.
All right.
I'm going to belch again.
Do it.
I need to...
Honestly, I can't believe I burped.
Can you read any of this
burped.
Handwritten?
Like, I can read
I can't.
Some of it.
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, good.
Okay, that says Lauren. I thought that said lemon.
Oh, yeah.
That says Laura.
What is that word?
A what?
That's Laura May Nickel. That's...
It's Nickley.
Nickley. Sorry. I'm sorry, Laura.
She's half a dimely.
Oh, I like that.
Is
that
what?
That was our middle school science teacher. That's what he gave her, and I was Darth Vader.
Is that why her Twitter is Dimely?
Yeah,
I love that.
I love it.
My name is boring.
No, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're telling me I have the name Blake.
That's a great name. Grace is way overused. I'm just saying. My best friend is named Grace. True.
Highland
Graceland
cow.
With a capital L. Even more unique.
You have a princess name.
A Scottish
like
cattle
Grace?
Breed.
Oh my gosh,
it is Scottish!
Wait.
We're going to Scotland.
We're going to Scotland. We're going to find you a man. Sorry,
so,
Bryce.
So, under this, wait, male, female. Wait. Male, female.
I love
height,
that.
Male, female.
Somebody messed up those darn Scottish people.
You know, there's
they'll
only...
They'll fight you for
now,
that.
20 plus female
You better not be clicking on that.
It's a hyperlink to Google female.
Let's not go into that. That's
no,
another
that's,
rabbit hole that we don't touch.
Yeah. Oh, Grace looks so sad.
Oh, she's always... I'm just kidding.
We love you.
I love you, Grace.
We're getting through this, so...
Yes. You'll have fun with Hannah.
It's funny, what? Because this was... This... Because we planned this a long time ago, so I have
dating.
I had a question for
oh,
you.
Yeah. This was something that you were debating.
Yeah. And then I was like,
I
oh, man,
me
we're...
This.
And then I'm like, oh, crap, we're dating. I mean, we're not dating. And then I'm like, all right, prom. But then I realized we might not even get to it until then.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
whoops.
Screw that. I'm just going to butcher some random
no,
crap.
No, that's great.
Say like, hey, what's up, kiddo?
What's it? Come on, go prom.
Yeah.
That sounds so weird.
It's like, okay, you guys, I am a horrible person. On the trip in Florida, I kept looking at my dad and Jack and like whispering, hey, little kid, I got a big white van. Do you like puppies? There's lots of puppies in my big white van.
I think we have to censor all of this.
This is an explicit episode.
Actually, it doesn't even matter what we talk about anymore. Anything that you say will be censored.
I made that same joke last time.
I know.
You guys can never have me on ever again.
No, we love you.
Oh, thank you. I love y'all too.
Now you better.
I mean,
no.
What I was saying at
we hate each other.
The Mall of America.
That was pretty great. We butchered this episode right from the start talking about.
Oh, that's how we start every episode.
Yeah,
Blake, it's great though. You wanna know what I did in the parking lot of Roast?
Wait, what?
The thing where I went down the wrong lane.
Oh.
I was in a state like a Texas showdown with another car, so I backed up.
This is DJ. No, what did you have to the beep?
So I'm like, oh my god, what do I do? So I just kind of backed up I didn't get in an accident.
No, well, thank God, but...
But I backed up and there were so many cars going past.
It was so... There's a Jackson under the desk. No, Jackson, but like I was saying, like both the beaters go down the wrong way.
Well, yeah, they do.
It happened.
You guys
once.
Are great drivers.
I almost did it once, but then I didn't.
It's fine.
All of these are the same questions. This is stupid. Is that a dog?
What?
Wait, this picture of a dog. What?
What?
Is this supposed to be a funny joke?
I don't know.
Did I, like, 2 months ago write a funny joke for me to later find and say?
Sorry, I forgot to put the interrogation light on you.
I love it.
What does that
mood lighting?
This picture of the dog.
Do you think that picture you made for me of Vladimir.
Vladimir, the cat.
Probably gonna.
Oh, I was gonna make Jackson one. I'm sorry, but I'll make you one.
Soon?
I can make it right now if you'll have a pen.
Oh, I know what this was. Do I still have it? So, I... That's a funny... That one's good, Blake. Alright, so... I'm gonna just draw it out. So, you see this? See this picture? See this picture?
Yes, yeah.
It's a dog. Do you think I can sell it on eBay?
Definitely.
For, like... thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah, there's a person that made a big red dot in the middle of a giant canvas and sold it for like millions.
Yeah,
I think.
See, look, I can probably sell this for thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
My mom's relative, Daniel something.
Sloss.
No, he's an artist, but he made millions of dollars Daniel by selling this heart like sculpture thing to a bunch of hospitals, and then it was bought.
Cool.
And he lives in California. I need to find his last name.
Yeah.
Because he'd probably love the publicity, but he's really cool. I have to show you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Bob Ross is your main thing. Do you have any more?
Like, favorite artist?
Yeah.
No.
No, just
I don't
Bob
know
Ross.
Anymore.
You don't
it's like old ones.
Van Gogh.
Like Van Gogh and nah.
Banksy.
Van Gogh is too crazy.
You know the street artist Banksy?
No.
I'm dating Banksy. I mean, hey, I hate Banksy.
Dating an old southern lady and Banksy.
Oh, I can do it.
Do what?
Look at my
big shadow!
Oh.
Oh no.
Rip to headphone users.
I feel like I was far away enough.
Yeah, and you're like facing their way.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Sound bounces.
True.
Yeah, we should have soundproofed.
I think we artists should probably know that.
What's it?
Or not artists, musicians. Why did I say artists?
It's artists, musicians,
I mean,
are artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like Rob.
We'll have him on the podcast soon enough.
Yeah.
Chill.
I need Rob.
Rob. Your I'm true
sorry,
love.
But, yeah, I'm sorry, but... I just really love Rob. I'm sorry.
We should remember. We're good.
Yes, put it on the table so the next time you get a notification,
it's gonna, like, buzz
it
and
vibrates the...
Well, I just need to make sure my mom wasn't, like, freaking out thinking I was dead.
Oh my god.
Are you
no,
in another
joking.
Ditch?
Yes. Oh no.
Yes.
We're gonna
Do
have to unpack this.
Explain the ditch story?
Oh man.
Oh man.
We didn't even tell you.
Actually.
Well, no, I just heard from other people accidentally.
Yeah, Bryce.
Bryce.
Jackson, you might not want to do that.
Jackson, you might want to leave.
Because we don't have... Because as Zach pointed out, we don't have the best setup because it's just...
A phone.
A phone. So it'll probably pick up any sort of vibration or crap.
Boom, boom.
We didn't even check if the last episode was...
Yeah, no.
You just posted it without listening. Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's what we do all the time.
We were on our way to... It was uploading as we drove to
the Guitar Center. Oh, we saw Guitar Center, and I yelled, I'm like, Guitar Center! And Grace is like, no!
I love Guitar Center.
Me too! It's great.
I got my beautiful guitar there.
Why would I not like it?
But it's also, I'm also mad.
Why?
Because of the left-handed stuff.
True.
They keep it all locked up. It's like diversity in Hollywood. I made that joke, but previously. But
diversity, man.
Anglerfish.
I told him that yesterday. I'm like, when you stick out your jaw like that, you're an anglerfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we're like murdering each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have
angry
to
glares.
What
is Jackson doing?
Jackson.
That can only be fun.
Jackson.
Actually, I lie on the floor all the time.
You do. And I'm like, why? And then I started doing it and realized why.
Yeah.
My back cracks when I lay on the floor. I told you that.
Yeah, that's really...
I do that too.
Yeah.
Is it when...
It's great.
When Hozier came out with his new album, March 1st, I didn't want to go to work, so I laid on that rug and just listened for 45 minutes.
I love
that. It was just kind of like, should I put in my resignation?
Resignation.
Alright, so ditch story.
Okay.
Yeah. February 3rd. What time was it?
It was like 11
o'clock.
I think it was 10. And then we eventually got out at 11.
When did I take the picture?
I don't remember. But basically, he was over and I was driving him home. And it was that day when it was really slippery.
Here in Minnesota, it gets really slippery just in case for the internet.
Just in case you didn't know. Understand our nation's stereotype. Our
snow.
Our state's stereotypes.
Yeah. Nation.
Nation.
It was taken at 11:24.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So it was like 11.
Around 11.
But it was like sheer ice, the road. I don't know why I didn't turn around, but I'm like, this boy can't sleep over at my house. I need to bring him home.
Jack wanted me to.
He did.
He was like...
Which, like...
He was like, Blake, you should just stay over. I'm like, I can't because...
Me. Sorry. No, so I was driving home, and we come up to this T intersection, and I'm like, oh, I should probably slow down way before it. So I tried to slow down, like brake all the way down. I wasn't slowing down at all. So, like,
as that was going on, I was like, Grace, there's a stop sign.
Yeah. I didn't say anything because I can't speak when I'm focused, apparently.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
You got pretty close to the, like, being on...
Like, turning?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, once I realized I was not going to stop, I was like, okay, I'll turn the steering wheel and try to just turn with it and just go through it. Like, you know, maybe I'll get traction. No. We go straight through the T intersection down like a 10 or 15 foot ditch, hit a couple trees, and we run up on not bad trees. Like, they were like small trees and mostly bush, like, you know. But we run up onto a stump and it messes up the transmission and it pops the front right tire. And we're just like sitting there and we're watching.
I didn't cause this, I swear.
No, he didn't.
I wasn't holding
it
her
was
hand
the
No,
time. Definitely not. That wasn't the reason. It was the ice. My dad, like, when he came to pick us up, he was like, yeah, it would have happened to anybody.
Have been holding hands.
No. No. But
that really caused it.
Yeah. We were just, like, watching the tire pressure go down on the little gauge, and we're laughing. He made me laugh, which was good.
As soon as we got into the ditch, I quoted Rob.
But you strike me as the person who would immediately cry.
Okay, I put my hands on my lap and just looked down. I'm like, well, crap. And then I started, like, crying a little bit. But then I stopped. which would surprise me that I stopped that fast. But, like, we called my parents, and they came to pick us up and dropped him off. It was an interesting ride back. We almost went in the ditch a couple more times, but we didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't tell you that. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing you didn't.
Yeah.
Because I would have been a little too worried.
Yeah. We got it towed the next day. It was pretty fun watching it get pulled out. The guy was like, yeah, the transmission is wrecked. Like, the tire was pushed all the way forward in the wheel well. And we're like, well, it's totaled.
Well, the good thing is I have two of my friends here. And that's the most important part.
Yeah. Both survived.
Your mom was like, why don't you, where's your coat?
Oh, yeah.
I swear that's the first thing she asked when I got
it
out.
It always is.
Apart from, you know, are you okay?
Well, she knew we were okay because we were speaking.
I made a joke to Jake.
Oh, really?
When we were on call with him. Because he called us.
Jake is my older brother, y'all.
And he was like, so what was it like? I'm like, Jake, I swear I started yet. I raised my arms. I was like, woo!
It was, yeah. You and Jake have a really similar sense of humor. Yeah. It's great. Y'all will get along.
Is he another guest we should have on the podcast?
Jake, y'all would love him. Why do I say y'all this much?
It's okay. That's what I say every time.
This day, you know
it.
What to do. Yeah.
No,
I started saying y'all because of DJ.
Oh, okay.
I just
started because it's easier than saying you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, second I'm outside of Minnesota, y'all ready for some fun?
Yeah! My cousins live in North Carolina, so, like, I kind of get it from that, but it's also, you know, laziness when speaking. It's easier.
I know no one Southern except
DJ.
And that's a little
iffy.
Oh, he's awake. I don't think we can.
He's
fully awake. If we called him,
he
would answer.
We don't want.
He'd be like, I know why you're calling me.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I call him now,
yeah,
he's like, Blake, I know where you're calling
me.
I'm
like,
no, I swear I'm not calling you because of that. I just wanted to talk to you.
Because
he's
you're
like,
my
sure.
friend.
You're my friend. So my sure. special friend. The kazoo kid. Okay, I feel like he's probably a serial killer now. No offense, but...
Yeah, no offense, but you're a serial
definitely.
Killer.
Oh my god. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that's from.
I think it was something on some sort of, like, kids network.
It was probably an early 90s thing.
Yeah.
Or mid-90s. Because we're 2000s kids.
Yeah. We don't know where any of that came from. We just know the old Disney. Not even the old Disney. It's like the more recent Disney.
I actually know the old Disney because I'm a year older than y'all.
Yeah, nice try.
Old lady.
I'm an old woman. I'm ready to go into retirement.
Yeah, any day now.
Yeah. Trying to think of more questions.
Look how long my legs are.
Get off my chair.
Oh my word.
Your feet are so close to me. I don't like it. I don't.
You got like an opposite
foot fetish. You called it anti-foot fetish.
Yeah. I did I?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Like,
hold on, I
can't
foot
fetish. And Jackson was like, why don't you like feet? And I'm like, they're gross.
Why don't you like feet? Because
I'm not a
creep.
There
are many reasons to not like feet.
Like, they're stinky, they feel weird, and they're gross.
They're just like gross hands.
Yeah. Gross hands.
Don't ask, seriously.
I'll rip the headphone users once again. They shouldn't. No one. They're gonna go deaf.
Yeah. Well, I'm already deaf, so.
It's alright.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Ugh.
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 Ugh. Ugh.
I started doing that. But really, because Chinese class, I would go hen instead of hen.
Because some sort of like German.
So yeah, I'm
Russian.
Disgusting.
I started watching Dairy Girls, which is an Irish Northern Irish show.
Yeah.
and they do that a lot.
Can you tell that we didn't prepare for your episode?
Oh, we don't. I've only listened to one of your episodes, so I can't tell.
even though it's 2 months in the making.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't prepare at all. I'm just like, you know, I'll be myself.
Well, yeah. This can only go well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Hello.
Oh. So Jackson is currently plugging in his Nintendo Switch.
You'll get your moment in the spotlight.
Soon enough.
Well, I think he's next.
Okay. I have a good story. Okay. So I told you about this like yesterday.
Probably.
But I was in Yellowstone like last year.
Yes.
Great. Okay. And we were at Old Faithful.
Yes.
And there was like a bunch of people, you know, because it's Old Faithful. Yeah. There was this little kid. He was really cute. He was like, I don't know, not even hip height on me. He was like knee height. And he came up to me, didn't even look up. And I had ripped jeans on. And he just grabs my leg and kisses one of the ribs in my jeans.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just look down at him and he looks up and turns and walks away. And he must have thought, like, that I was his mom, which, like, makes sense, you know, because he didn't look up.
Freaks
but it was the funniest
I
thing.
I feel like that's something Mifon would do.
What? No!
What?
He's normal!
I'm joking.
Debatable. Mifon, you can fight me.
Please
not. Hi, Mifon, I love
so
you.
Funny.
He's not gonna say it back. I
He's
hope.
Never gonna say it back.
Never.
No.
Sorry.
My second
I've
love.
Got some good stories from, like, little kids.
Like,
that sounds...
Do you have any... What is it?
From the mission trip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll spill. Okay. I love little kids. They're great. Oh, I'm gonna be a great mom.
Yeah, I know how much...
But, okay. So we were on the mission trip in St. Louis, you know, like... Whatever.
Missouri.
And St. Louis, Missouri, not whatever the other one is. And we were doing VBS, Vacation Bible School, you know, whatever. Why do I say whatever?
Whatever.
And there was this one kid that kind of connected with me. I don't remember his name. I think it was like DJ, maybe? I don't
DJ,
remember.
DJ, you know what
you're But we were sitting in chapel, and he looks at me, tries to make me laugh. And, like, you know, because, like, apparently they like to make people laugh. And he looks at me and he goes, I'm going to eat your skin. And I just look at him. And then he proceeds to pretend to eat my skin. And I'm just like, whoa, let's not do that, buddy, okay?
And you want me to go on the next one?
Yes, absolutely. It's great.
You're like, yes, but come to Detroit.
That was, like, the highlight of my trip.
I didn't know how to, like, what was it? After that week, you were in shambles.
What?
You were in shambles. You were crying a lot.
After, my word. When I was saying, I felt so bad because I'm like, I don't want them to, like, see me crying, but I literally cannot help it because emotion, man.
Emotion, man.
He's visiting.
It's a very huge process. I mean, it's sweet.
I mean, like, they were like, you're gonna come back tomorrow, right? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
I'm going home.
Yeah, I legitimately wanted to skip the tour day just to be with the kids, but I'm like, that's stupid.
The tour day was fun.
The what?
The tour day was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I loved it.
The city park or what was it? The city museum.
The city museum.
That was so much fun.
I scraped my knee.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm your mom, and I pulled out a Band-Aid.
Then why don't I call you mom?
I call you mom, I don't know.
Do you
it's
just
weird.
Have Band-Aids on you?
Apparently I do.
Yeah,
I might right now.
I like...
Not in my purse, it's upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, there were so many injuries.
Yeah.
So many people.
I was like, I need
like, everybody had blisters and everything from walking around.
There was my knee. But like,
yeah.
I had scraped for the 50th time, though.
Yeah.
Chris, I need a Band-Aid.
He pretended to staple himself.
Yeah, I should probably tell you
yeah.
that.
No, but, like, one of the prayer walk days, we were, like, walking around, and I just looked down, I'm like, what is on my heel? My shoe was bloody from a broken blister, and I'm like, well, that's fun.
Whose group were you in?
I was with Nancy, my small group leader, and I forget who else.
Who was your student leader? If it's Scott.
Oh, Nick Stone.
Okay, Nick Stone!
That's slightly better than Skylar.
Yeah, I agree.
Skylar is a little debatable.
Debatable.
I have a rivalry going on with him.
Yeah, it's great.
If we ever have Skylar on the podcast, I want you to know that I will fist fight him.
I don't think we can for that reason.
Yeah.
I will fight him.
You told me to kill him. Hey, Skylar. Hey, Skylar, if you're listening
to this. We have a hit list on you.
Which I hope you are, because that would be great.
Yeah. Text us if you are.
Yeah, DM us. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah. Maybe not. Just keep a barrier in between them. Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah.
Just like friends. What we have right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't get to Lauren. You just stick out your long leg and stop me.
Don't touch me.
So, are you okay with my feet?
No.
Lauren is proceeding. I'm making sure you don't die.
She's like sitting on the armrest of her seat right now.
Take
a picture.
I don't like feet. I don't like
feet. So check out the Instagram as this gets uploaded.
Upload this just right after.
Yeah, we got it.
I guess.
We don't have to have... Well,
we... Yeah. Depends on when it comes out. I'll
just throw it out. Throw it out there.
Throw it out.
No, well, no, out there. Like, on the interwebs.
Yeah, in the interwebs.
The interwebs. I was paying for me lunch.
Oh, my word. You and your obsession with Arctic Monkeys.
I don't have an obsession.
Yes, you do. Really love them.
I sent you another Hozier meme, and you said that was concerning, but it was the exact same. That was exactly the same thing that you have with Arctic Monkeys.
Right, I don't have an obsession over the Arctic Monkeys. I have an obsession over Alex Turner.
Oh, that's okay, true. On the Arctic Hozier's Monkeys. Not
a thing. From the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah. Hozier's a person, so.
Yeah. So we cancel each other out in this argument.
Exactly.
But I've got Rob. Hi, Rob.
Rob.
I hope he listens. That would be hilarious.
I really hope he listens. Just
Rob, we're the fan account. We're on that.
Oh,
Jenny.
Jenny's
we were the founding fathers.
They're gonna make Rob Mount Rushmore.
First half. Yes. Was
get,
me.
Like, beards and stuff.
I did one meme.
I...
Mount Rob Moore! Jackson, you're a genius!
I love you, Jackson!
I'm gonna Photoshop that.
Yes!
Can we do that?
Let's do it!
I'm gonna Photoshop that.
Look for it. Oh my god.
Mount Rob Moore. Somebody gotta write that down. I had a list of my best puns. I'm obsessed with puns. And it consisted of two.
What?
I'm a procrastinator, and I feel like the word maze accurately sums up the word corn maze in one word. Mm. Get it? Like M-A-I-Z-E. Corn and maze. I'm horrible. It's
okay.
It's an issue. I think I need counseling. I'm joking.
Don't we all?
Honestly.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Have you seen me?
I mean, did you see how we ran today? In Mall of America.
Oh, my word. It was great. She we were like, feet. Did you? You never saw that, probably. No. But, like,
Grace
I was, like, running with
her. Have her camera up.
I'm always present.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But, no, there's this one just episode like of Friends. What?
Just
okay,
like
that's
you,
not a bad
outside my window.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
No, there's this one episode of Friends where Phoebe's, like, running, like, with her arms flailing, and, like, I was doing that through the Mall of America. I can't believe I didn't get, like, arrested.
No, I was doing the big, like, oh my God. You guys are gonna kill each other again.
Yeah, again. At least we're not booping.
I was just about to.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, ooh.
Opened the gates.
No, I was fully gonna do it.
I knew you were.
Right as soon as, you know.
Because we made jokes about having Gracelyn on the podcast, and you just being like, it'd just be an hour of booping.
Yeah.
Booping
died down,
though. Do we need to explain
though.
Booping?
It did. Booping?
What?
Okay, yeah.
Booping's died down.
Booping just died down.
We're keeping it alive.
You promised me.
I made you promise.
So, It's just them booping their nose. Oh, no need to call the cops.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, we're not just in public doing something.
Booping is like this weird disease. If you look up boop,
I'm actually scared
to.
Me too. Let's not.
Like, is that incognito?
I bet Betty Boop would come up.
Yeah, a lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
But booping is where we have the art of taking our finger and placing it on the other's nose, saying boop, respectively.
People, like, actually think we hate each other because we get into, like, fights, like, quote-unquote fights of it.
We've had our fists at points.
Yeah, but, like, jokingly.
She could definitely deck you.
Jokingly. Well, I know that.
Oh, thanks.
Every single time I bring up anybody fighting, I'm like, my girlfriend can beat you up. I'm going to sit over there with my popcorn. Like,
I'm a black belt, so it's, like, it's not weird.
In my nose.
I don't know how we've got, like,
not actual
six.
Cocaine, I'm just saying.
Another episode.
Dude, Jerry. You can't be doing that on the podcast.
Not
what?
It's just cherry Coca-Cola.
Honestly, cocaine would explain a lot.
She said it, not me. I think we've got, like, 6 minutes.
Maybe.
Do we?
Oh, nine minutes. Okay.
So, we might want to think about wrapping it up.
Wrapping our discussion up, it's never
put a bow on it.
It's never gonna end.
It's never gonna end.
It's never gonna end.
It's just like Zach's episode.
Oh my gosh, it's still ongoing.
Yeah. I'm currently talking with
Zach. I can't believe
this
has been almost an hour,
right
though.
I know, it's a little concerning.
Honestly, a little bit. What are we doing with our time?
And how many... questions have we asked?
Like four.
Exactly.
I don't know. I didn't count.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
Lastly.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, there's no good way to wrap this up because I've already asked her every question.
I know.
That, beforehand, in the 2 months that we were planning this.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Fine.
Just stare. It's a staring contest. I will win.
Wait, this is a...
They will fog up and die, but I will win. Ready? Go. It's probably really boring for the people listening. Ooh. Oh.
No,
he's gonna nose boop me.
You win that.
What are you talking about? We hate each other's guts.
Yeah, we're across the room from each other.
Yeah. Not holding hands.
No, why would we do that?
You just said I hate love.
I'm with you.
Oh, same, man.
Yeah, you probably should tell Bryce that.
Hey, Bryce, just so you know, Lauren wants...
She wants to love you.
You can't.
I take everything too far.
I think that's a great way to end this.
I'm gonna go die in a hole now. This has been the Dysfunctional Pod.
It's great. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course.
Well,
I apparently begged for you to be on here.
I mean, you did call dibs on the first episode.
Oh, so. It's fine.
Yeah, we really did, but we kind of had Zach.
Freaking Mother Nature.
And schedules. Alrighty. Yeah. Well, please, you can find Graceland's art
at graceland.art.
We'll put
yeah,
it up.
On Instagram.
What's your Instagram? Yeah,
that's...
We'll put it up. We'll put
okay,
it up.
Okay, yeah.
And you can find us on the at the Dysfunctional Pod on Instagram. And you can always email us at, what is it?
The Dysfunctional Pod at gmail.com.
I still
have
to...
Yeah.
gmail.com.
Your handwriting is beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, especially
not
you.
Mine. You can't tell, you can actually read that one.
All right.
Farewell, kiddos.
Adios.